Welcome to The Flash, your go-to source for the day's top news stories. Today, we're navigating the complex legal realms and international tensions with an in-depth look at three major events. From the courtroom drama surrounding former President Donald Trump, to the U.S.'s strategic decision to delay arms shipments to Israel, and Russia's formidable aerial attack on Ukrainian infrastructure. Stay with us as we unpack these stories, providing you with the critical insights you need. Let's dive in. Our first story takes us into the courtroom for day 13 of the trial involving Donald Trump and the hush money allegations. Laura, give us the rundown of what happened.
Certainly, Wendy. Day 13 proved to be pivotal. Stormy Daniels, the adult film star at the heart of this case, took the stand, offering a graphic recounting of her alleged encounter with Trump nearly two decades ago. Daniels' testimony didn't just captivate the courtroom, it gripped the nation, raising both legal and moral questions about Trump's actions.
What kind of reactions did this testimony evoke in the courtroom?
Well, Trump himself was visibly engaged, directing his attorney to object to the explicit details being discussed. These objections were meant to shield Trump from potentially damaging testimony, but ended up highlighting the defense's strategic efforts in the trial.
And there was a motion for a mistrial.
Yes, the defense argued Daniels' testimony was prejudicial, but the judge saw it as crucial, denying the motion for mistrial. It underscored the tension between strategy and truth-seeking in this high-profile case.
What do you make of Daniels' interaction with Trump's legal team?
It was contentious, to say the least. The defense tried to probe Daniels' credibility and motives, which escalated tensions. This trial isn't just a legal battle. It's a confrontation of personal histories and public perceptions.
Shifting gears, the United States has made a notable decision to delay arms shipments to Israel. Lester, what's fueling this unexpected move?
Wendy, this decision arrives amid rising tensions in Gaza. The delay, sparked by a significant Hamas-led attack, marks a rare pause in U.S. arms transfers to Israel. While the administration hasn't explicitly stated its reasons, speculation suggests it could be a strategic attempt to influence Israeli military operations.
How has this decision been received?
It's a topic of heated debate. Some view it as a stand against violence escalation, while others see it as undermining a critical ally. There are also whispers that the delayed shipments might be redirected to support Ukraine, adding another layer to the geopolitical puzzle.
Our final story today covers Russia's latest onslaught against Ukraine's energy infrastructure. Rachel, can you detail the impact of this attack?
Absolutely, Wendy. Russia launched a coordinated attack with 76 air weapons, targeting six Ukrainian regions. Despite substantial damage to the power grid, Ukrainian defenses managed to intercept most of these weapons. However, the severity of the situation cannot be understated, as it aims to paralyze Ukraine's energy capabilities.
What does this mean for Ukraine moving forward?
The long-term implications are grim, with anticipated energy shortages. Amidst this chaos, Ukraine commemorates a poignant day of remembrance, reinforcing the global resolve against modern forms of aggression. This attack, amidst delayed military aid from the U.S., highlights the acute challenges facing Ukraine's infrastructure and civilian life.
As we conclude this episode of The Flash, we're reminded of the complexities within the legal, international relations, and humanitarian spheres these stories present. From courtroom dramas that challenge societal norms, to strategic geopolitical maneuvers, and the raw reality of warfare's impact on infrastructure and civilians. We'll continue to provide the insights you need on these unfolding events. Knowledge and entertainment, on demand. Until next time.